Topic 55, Fear. 1. Fear is the product of ignorance, and in its initial stages it is not the product of wrong thinking. It is basically instinctual and is found dominating in the non-mental animal kingdom as well as in the human kingdom. But in the human, its power is increased potently through the powers of the mind and through memory of past pain and grievance. And through anticipation of those we foresee, the power of fear is enormously aggravated by the thought form we ourselves have built of our own individual fears and phobias. This thought form grows in power as we pay attention to it, for energy follows thought till we become dominated by it. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 238. 2. Every human being knows fear, and the range of the fear vibrations extends from the instinctual fears of the savage man, based on his ignorance of the laws and forces of nature, and of his terror of the dark and the unknown, to the fears prevalent today of loss of friends and loved ones, of health, of money, of popularity, and on to the final fears of the aspirant, the fear of failure, the fear which has its roots in doubt, the fear of ultimate negation or of annihilation, the fear of death, which he shares equally with all humanity, the fear of the great illusion of the astral plane, of the phantasmagoria of life itself, and also fear of loneliness on the path, even to the very fear of fear itself. This list could be largely extended, but suffices to indicate the prevalence of fears of all kinds. They dominate most situations and darken many happy moments. They reduce man to a timid and frightened atom of sentient life, standing afraid before the stupendousness of the problems of existence, aware of his insufficiency as a man to cope with all the situations, and unable to leave his fears and questionings behind and step into his heritage of freedom and of life. Often he is so ridden by fear that he becomes afraid of his very reason. The picture cannot be too blackly colored, for fear is the dominant astral energy at this time, and sensitive humanity succumbs all too easily to it. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 297 through 298. 3. The fear of death is based upon A. a terror of the final rending processes in the act of death itself. B. Horror of the unknown and the indefinable. C. Doubt as to final immortality. D. Unhappiness at leaving loved ones behind or of being left behind. E. Ancient reactions to past violent deaths lying deep in the subconsciousness. F. Clinging to form life because primarily identified with it in consciousness. G. Old erroneous teaching as to heaven and hell, both equally unpleasant in prospect to certain types. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 300.